Okay, so Terry, I also want to record the call for everybody. So let me start off by just doing the welcome part, and then I want to come back to coaching you. You're still muted. I can't hear you. Nobody can. So first of all, I want to welcome everybody to the call. We saw people calling in. It's just right at 11 o'clock. I want to thank people that are calling from other parts of the world on crazy different time zones, so thanks for doing that. You know, the purpose of this call is for me to go over three things. Number one is to go over the magazine that's posted on the website. So when I refer to the Power Program magazine and I refer to pages, you have to have your username password to access that. If you're not at a place where you can look at that easily, just make notes of the pages, the things that I'm mentioning, and when you do get a chance, you'll go back to it with your notes. Because this month I put a lot of great things in the magazine for you. I try to do that every month, but this month I put in like a lot of stuff for you. So that's the first part of the call. The other part of the call is to give you some coaching. Some of you are really great at emailing me ahead of the call to let me know this is a challenge that you're having. That's the best way to do that. For those of you that haven't done that or aren't familiar, when you go to the powerprogram.com site, there's a place to click and ask me a question. You can even, we've added a thing to the website where you can actually record your voice to me. You'll see it on the right-hand side. And you can ask your question that way to me if you don't want to type it. That way I can come to the call and be very prepared for you. So this month we've got a few people that did email me, and I'm going to go to those in just a second. The third part of the call, too, is to maybe just give you a little focus as to what you need to do the next 30 days. You know, the other thing that I want to say is that the value in these calls is really to help you stay focused and to get new ideas. You know, if every 30 days we get together on this call and you work in, on your business versus just continually working on it, instead of you continually working in your business, to just take one day a month where you're working on it and looking at it and seeing what needs to be done and tweaked, that's a good thing. And by the way, sometimes I may be coaching somebody like I'm going to coach in just a second, and it may not apply to you directly, but there's something in what I'm saying that may trigger a thought or a concept or something for you to look at that may seem unrelated to what I'm saying, but it serves you and it helps you. So pay attention to that, that could happen, okay? Now, the best way for that to happen is you have to listen actively and not passively. I've been on the other side of these calls where I actually sit and listen to somebody coaching speakers about stuff. And what I notice is that if I'm really not involved and engaged in the call, like if I'm doing paperwork or I'm on the internet and doing something else, or I'm half listening, you're not going to get that sixth sense that kicks in that helps you have a breakthrough in something that may be unrelated to what's being said. So try and really focus on the call right now. All right, now, let me, I'm sorry, I think it was Terry. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Unmute yourself by hitting *6, okay? The person that I was just coaching, *6, just unmute yourself.
It's Terry.
Hi, I'm sorry, is it Terry then?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Terry, that I had a brain fart there remembering your name. I apologize. So, Terry, were you on the call last month that we did?
Just a minute ago?
No, the call that last month, 30 days ago. Were you on that conference call, this call? No, okay. The reason why I asked, Terry... Okay, all right, good. Because I wasn't sure when that last class was in relationship to these calls. So, Terry, here's what I'm going to recommend you do with it when you're overwhelmed, okay? Is that this, and you tell me if this sounds good and it'll help you, okay? You probably have, you can break your life up into categories, right? You've got your children, right? With the homeschooling, that's a big project, yeah. Then you've got moving, which, by the way, when are you supposed to be done moving?
The end of the month.
Okay. And I can just hear how much anxiety that's giving you, just the way you said that. Yeah. Now, by the way, is this move that you're making, is it to a bigger, better house or or a better, smaller house? Like, is this a move that you wanted to make?
It's kind of a real estate deal. I'm going to move into this guy's house. It is going into foreclosure in about a year, but it's a bigger, better house. And I got a really good rate, and I'm going to put my sign out on a major street in Lighthouse Point where I live. So I'm going to be able to attract some expensive homes and have a listing there as a short sale. So that's one reason why I'm doing it.
Okay, so it's a positive, good move for you is my point, right?
Yes.
Now, Terry, it doesn't make sense that if you choose to make a move that's good for you, that should make you happy, it doesn't make sense to be miserable about it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Not miserable, just everything's kind of still like, ugh.
I understand. So I just said I may have used the wrong word, miserable, but I just want you, while you're going through the crisis and the frustration and the stress that you're going on in, to help deal with that stress, is you should realize everything that you're doing, it was your choice to do it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then you can start to see the absurdity. Well, if I chose to do this, why the hell would I be stressing about it and be unhappy during the process of doing it? Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah, so it just helps, that concept alone can help reduce some of the stress. Don't get so attached to, it should be a particular way and it has to be this way. You chose to make this move, you chose to homeschool the kids, you chose real estate, like, so you chose your life.
Yeah.
So embrace that and not beat yourself up about it or stress about it or get anxiety about it. Are you with me?
Yeah, I think one of the things is that our job, we're doing a color wars, and we have 5 people joined together, so there's like 200 people, and this is a month where you have to show progress. So that's one reason why I'm kind of stressing, because I got to get listings, and I got to do things and go places to get points. So it's a point system just for the August.
Okay, all right. Listen, when you're living a life that's stressing you out, that's not okay. Because we're not supposed to live a life stressing about it. You should be living a life worth smiling about. So you should only do what makes you smile and not do what doesn't make you smile.
Okay?
Because this is your life, and there is a finite end to it. You know, so at some point your life's over, so every moment you should be living a life worth smiling about, period, end of story. So make sure you're only doing what makes you smile. Now, of course, there are certain things financially that we have to choose to do, because if we don't choose to do those things and we have money issues that show up, then, of course, we have money problems and bill collectors, and then that also can impede on a life worth smiling about, too. So there is that being responsible part of your life, you know, not being a hippie and just say, oh, I'm just going to smile at my bills and it's going to go away. So I'm not suggesting that either. But just be careful that you're not doing anything that it's, whenever you do something that feels like you have to do it, it's that holding it as a have to that stresses you out. So don't hold your life as I have to do that.
I'm so glad I called, because I was so close to not calling, but I'm very happy I called, because I just needed that little bit of encouragement.
Okay, great. Okay, good. Well, listen, 2 things. Number one is that what happened just now is a perfect example of what we're talking about. See, you could have chose not to call in. So it was you that chose to call in, and you could have chose not to participate. I mean, when we had a few people on the call, and I said, so how's everybody doing? You could have just been a voyeur and not say anything. So you stepped up and said, hey, listen, you know, I'm not doing too good, but I'm here anyway. So anyway, that's just another example of what happened. You caused this call to happen. You chose to do this, okay? You caused it. Now, one last thing. Let me give you a logistics thing. I asked if you were on the call last month because there was something I talked about on the call last month that might also help you from a logistics standpoint to have less stress. Do you want this little tidbit here?
Yes.
Okay. There is a website called NASBE. It's a really weird name. Okay. I'll spell it for you. N-O, and I have no idea why that name. But anyway, it's N-O-Z as in zebra, B as in boy, E as in Edward, NASBE. And I really, really love this software because what it is, it's an online to-do list thing. I don't know if they have a free version of it. I think I pay like 10 bucks a month or something like that. I'm not exactly sure what it is. But here's the great part about it. And you don't have to do this online if you don't want to, but it makes it so much easier, is you can take your life into categories, Terry, like we were just talking about. You have your children, the homeschooling piece, then you have the moving piece, to the new property, then you have your real estate, let's say prospecting for listings piece, and then so you can take and break things up into projects. Now, each project has its own set of tasks. So you have the moving piece, you've got to make this call and get that handled, and so there's probably a good dozen under that, there's probably a good dozen under the children. And so what this software does, which again you can do this on a piece of paper, is that you create what the projects are, then you create the tasks in the project, so that's your to-do list. But here's the part that I love about it, is that if you look at each one of those projects, and the tasks, so let's talk about the moving, for example. If you have 12 tasks to do in the moving, you're looking at all those 12 tasks, and if you put a star next to a task, like that star is the next task that must be done. And what happens is that if you do that in every project, with the children, with the real estate prospecting, the moving, there's a separate folder that says next action, which is all of your stars. So what it does is it takes just the number one priority in each task and creates a separate to-do list. So instead of you getting overwhelmed on all of the stuff you have to do, this helps you say, don't worry about everything. Don't worry about the whole big project. Just focus on the next task. Does that make sense?
Yes. Thank you.
So it really will help manage the stress piece, too. Okay, great. Now, thanks, Terry, for that. And what you can do, Terry, is hit *6 again, and that will mute you back so I won't hear you nor will anybody else. Now, as she's doing that, thanks, Terry, very much for calling in. Thank you for that. So everybody's muted on this call. If you want to ask me a question, let me see if I can maybe I did it wrong. Hang on. Okay. Yeah, so if you guys want to ask me a question, what you do is simply hit *6 on your keypad one time, and then that will unmute you. It takes like about 20 seconds delay for it to actually kick in. And so the first thing I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to go through the coaching. I want to get right to the coaching of other people that had sent me emails. And let's see, Tamaj Trenda, if you're on the call, hit *6 one time, and that will unmute you, and that way you and I can have a conversation. So,
hi, girl. It's Ariel from the last seminar.
Yes, hi, how are you? I'm sorry, who's this on?
Good. It's Ariel and Donna also. We were in the last seminar.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Donna.
How are you? We're so excited to hear your voice again.
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, it's great to hear your voice.
Can we ask a question now, or should I wait till after?
Well, let me just see if Tamaj is on the call. You can stay where you are right now. Don't hit any more keys. Tamaj, are you with me? Well, it seems like Tamaj is not on the call, so I can definitely jump to you, and I'll jump to Tamaj's question in a second. So go ahead, Ariel. What do you got?
Okay. Well, we're starting to go on listing presentations, and we're really excited, but there's one thing kind of, like, scary for me, and I just, when we go into the listing presentation, Mom has experience from New York and selling with that, but when we come here into the niche more luxury market and they say, how many houses have you sold here? And we don't have any right now. Like, what should we say to come back and say, no, we don't have those 10 houses sold, but we have, like, you know, the experience and the knowledge of the market here, but we don't have that that number to say this is what we sold.
Okay, well, there's a lot of different ways that you can handle that, so I'm going to just spew out a few.
Okay.
Okay. And let me just make sure I got the question, and I'm going to repeat it, and that way it'll be good for everybody else, too.
Okay.
So are we saying that, so the question is, you're going into a more luxurious market than where you've been listing and selling, so you don't have a track record, and you're concerned about how to handle that. Well, like, how many houses have you guys sold in the neighborhood? Is that right?
Yeah, because we've sold in New York, but not down here, so it's different. You know, it's New York selling compared to here, so that's why it's a little bit different. Yeah, it's not in this area.
And by the way, just for people that don't know on the call, where are you located? What city?
We're in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, Fort Lauderdale. All right, because, you know, we got, because in case you, I know this is your first call, Ariel. You know, we have people all over the world calling in on this call.
Oh, okay.
So people that, okay, so this is not just the Fort Lauderdale Sure Results group. Okay. All right, so you guys are in Fort Lauderdale. That now the office that you're with, so you moved from New York to Fort Lauderdale, and is your office in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Does your office have a track record in Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
Well, luxury.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So here's a couple of things you can do. Number one is you can. When did you guys make the move from New York to Fort Lauderdale?
About 3 years ago.
Okay. So we can't use the what I was going to suggest in that. So let me give you another suggestion. It's okay. That was fine. The first thing you can do, gang, so I'm talking to everybody on the call. If you're concerned, if you're looking to break into a market where you don't have a track record and you're concerned about, you know, being asked about the track record, how to validate your track record, there's several things that you can do to help you with that. Number one is if your office has a strong track record, then you have to push more the office, almost like where you dazzle them with numbers that it's going to fill their head up, and it's almost like you're filling their head up with validation, and it pushes out of their brain a question, because their head is swimming with everything that you just, I'm going to teach you guys a behind-the-scenes thing that speakers use. So most speakers would not. This is almost like a magician sharing a magic trick. So I'm sharing a secret that speakers use with an audience. And some of you have seen me do this. When I stand on stage and I say, one of the things you have to do as far as calling for sale by owners is be really good with the dialogue. For example, in Sure Results, here's an example of the dialogue. Ring, ring, hi, I'm calling about the house of sales. It's still available behind this there. There's a reason I was calling. I wonder if you're working a burger sale. Probably see you are trying to do that on your own. I'm just curious if you want to say the burger free, where moved to, why there, where I need to get there by. And anyway, I go through the whole dialogue really, really fast on stage. That technique is called dazzle them with dialogue. That's the technique, okay, from a speaker standpoint. So, in me doing that, the audience would say, wow, Daryl's really mastered the dialogue. I wish I could have the dialogue like that. And it fills the audience's head with, wow, look at how dazzling that is. Are you with me, Ariel?
Yes.
Okay, now how does that apply to a listing appointment? If you're concerned that a question's going to come up like what makes you an expert in the marketplace, you want to dazzle them with data. Dazzle them with data. So you might have, you know, if you look at your office market share, how many listings, how many sales, I'm going to give you stuff you should write down, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Okay, good. How many listings, days on market, list price to sales price ratio, meaning if, you know, okay, what's, let's see, listings, market share, days on market, list price to sales price ratio. Those are some numbers that you want to look at. And you look at your MLS. Now, here's what I found is that most companies are number one in some category in some time frame. So, for example, you may not be the top listing office in the last 30 days, but you might be the top listing office in the last 60 days, or maybe the top listing office in the last quarter. Are you with me on this, Ariel?
Mm-hmm.
So you're honest about your numbers, but you you tweak the date range to come up with your number one position.
Okay.
Is that all right? So that's the first thing.
Okay.
So you also look at your broker, their experience, their background, dazzle them with that data. So to answer your question, one of the things that you would do is show the validation of your company's marketing in that area. The other thing, too, is if you have something that really makes the company unique from other companies that you do in that market, you want to jump to that right away. So when you go from dazzling with data, here's our average marketing time to get a property sold in this market or in this county is, 32 days, where the average for the MLS is like 64. So we're more than 50%. Our clients sell their properties 50% quicker than the average homeowner on MLS. But let me tell you why that is. One of the reasons why we do that is because we have this great marketing plan that goes bada bing. And then I would jump to a marketing tool that is unique from what some other companies might be doing. So in me doing all of what I just said, Ariel, it doesn't even give the person the time to raise their hand and ask me a question.
Okay, that makes sense.
Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah, so just focus on more of the office stats and numbers so that they kind of get distracted by that.
Exactly, and then the next part of that is if you start to jump to the marketing that you do, so you're talking from validation to marketing, and you make that jump quickly where there isn't room for them to ask a question, their head is now in the space of marketing and not data and validation and how many houses have you sold in the market.
That's perfect.
Because you've now moved their head into another way of thinking, which is marketing. Okay?
Okay.
So that's one thing you can do. Here's another thing you can do is by you sharing being straightforward and not say that you've been there for 3 years, but say for you, and this is with is you and Donna are working together?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you can say you and Donna are looking to break into this luxury market.
Okay.
Now, in doing so, there's a vulnerability you're doing here, because you're saying, listen, we don't have a track record here. We're looking to break into this. And but let me tell you, how do you break into something? How do you break into a market? You've got to give more than what people are paying for.
Okay.
So you've got to sell that because you're the young blood, aggressive, new kid on the block with the power of the company's validation and success track record. It's a win-win for the homeowner. Plus, not to mention the fact, if your guys are doing it together, it's like, which would be better, paying 7% or 14%? Obviously, paying 7% commission, but you're getting 14% of value. Why? Because you're not hiring one agent, you're hiring two agents for the price of one.
Uh-huh.
Now, the reason why we're doing this is because we want to take market share. Right now, our company has, 5% market share here in this luxury market. We want to help the company get it up to 10. We want to double those numbers. And here's how I know how to do that, is that I need to wow the hell out of you. And I'm going to tell you something, Mr. and Mrs. Hanahana. I'm going to request now a testimonial letter from you. Not to write it now, but I'm saying I'm going to wow you, and I need you to write a letter for me. And the reason why I need you to write a letter is because wowing you is going to help me get the next client.
That's a good point. I like that.
All right. So you're letting them know that they're going to help build your business. And how they're going to help build your business is that you're going to do so great for them. All you need from them is to be a testimonial. Okay?
I like it.
All right. Okay, good stuff.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's definitely exactly what we needed.
All right, good, darling. All right, great. All right, so I'm going to ask you to hit *6 on your keypad to mute yourself again. So when you hit *6, that'll mute you. Thank you, Ariel. Thank you, Donna.
All right, thank you. Bye. Thank you.
All right, stay on the call now. Okay, so does somebody else have some coaching question that you need answered? How you do that is you have to hit *6 on your keypad one time, and that will unmute you. So *6 one time, and give it a second for it to react, and then I can answer your question. If we don't have anybody that's going to ask me, I'm going to jump to my emails. So does anybody have a question? Okay, let me go back to Tamaj. Tamaj, are you on the call? If you are, please hit *6 on your keypad. If not, I'll still answer the question. Okay, I don't think Tamaj is on the call. So here is his question, gang, which will help everybody, is what is the best way to stay connected, truly connected to past clients and get referrals from them? Let me tell you something, gang. First of all, for those of you that have been diehard power agents for the past couple of years, you know that I've been telling you, I've been focusing really on teaching, calling sizzles and expires. I mean, I've always taught that, but I've actually stopped teaching farming and self-promotion and mailings and, you know, all that farming stuff where you mail out stuff once a month and all that good stuff. Well, let me tell you something. Because the market has changed and improved dramatically, it's almost like we're looking at pre-bubble time. I'm not saying that we're seeing 20% increase a year like we did. But some of you and some that's on this call, excuse me, I'm losing my voice, you do know the market has turned a corner. It's a seller's market for you. In a seller's market where things are improving really well, I think it makes sense to start going back to planting seeds, mailing out to people, so that way when they do think about selling, they're ready. You know, if you're the one who keeps mailing them, there's a better chance that they'll call you. The only caveat that I have about that is you've got to be careful about the money that you spend in doing that, right? So let's talk about Tamaj, though. His question is specific to past clients. So here's some suggestions I have with past clients. Number one is and every year I think a homeowner should have an updated CMA. Now, I don't like calling it CMA, though. I'm going to tell you a better name to call it, because it makes it sound more unique and it differentiates you from other agents. And that's calling it an updated neighborhood market report, okay? One of the subtitles I like, too, is to say, find out what your neighbors have paid for their home. That really gets people calling. They're like, the Johnsons just moved in a couple of months ago. I wonder what they paid for that house. So if people get this flyer or they see something that says find out what your neighbor paid for their home, that'll definitely make the phone ring. But that's essentially what a CMA is. A CMA shows what prices have sold for, what people have paid for the house. But instead of calling it a CMA, neighborhood market report. So Tamaj and everybody else on the call, what you should do is you should know when your clients close on a home. Every month you should be sending out some kind of flyer, letter, a coupon if you like, with the letter saying that, you know what, this is it's your annual time that you've been in the in your home, happy anniversary, and what I'm doing as a gift for you is offering a updated neighborhood market report so you can see what's happening in the neighborhood, how much your neighbors are paying for homes for your property, which will also tell you how that impacts your property. And so I think that's one great thing to do once a year for all your past clients. Second thing to do is just periodically schedule certain days of the week where you're going to just sit down and do handwritten notes to your clients. Just checking in. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great summer. Hope you have a great summer. Something like that. Just a personal whatever that you send out to your past clients. That's a very simple thing to do. The next thing to do, and I talked about this on other calls, I'm going to bring it up again because we still have time in some parts of the country. Some of you, you have, schools are starting in August, so it may be a little too late But those of you that have schools starting in September, it's still not too late. And that, what that is anything that has to do with back to school, whether it's coupons, whether it's advertising, whether it's sponsoring kids. You know, in my church, I sponsor children that can't afford school supplies. Anything that you can, I mean, I don't do that for my business. I just do that to do that. So anything that you can do for your community when it comes to the school thing is also a great idea. One of the things I really love to do, or that I think you should do, is a folder for the grade schools. A lot of the younger kids, they have a homework folder that goes between the teacher and the parent. So this is a folder that the parent touches Monday through Friday. They give it to the child. The child goes to school. The teacher puts homework in that folder. The child brings it back to school. And the parent opens up the folder. They see what the homework is, right? So that's for the younger grades, usually. And if you were to Google school folders, you're going to see companies that actually print these folders with the school logo on it. Most parents... in most school districts, they don't have that. They have to go buy their own folders. Well, what if you spoke to the superintendent, the principal of your school, and you said, I'd like to sponsor the homework folders for the kids in this grade or in the whole school for that matter. Now, if you did that and you got the okay from the principal and the teacher, and you would, that kind of gives you the right to put your company logo, your face, your contact information somewhere in that folder, whether it's on the inside or on the back of it. And I got to tell you something. That is those folders are very inexpensive. They'll cost less than a dollar. But the shelf life on these school folders is off the hook because you've got the parent looking at this folder 5 days a week throughout the whole school year. I mean, this is the amount of money that it would cost to have that kind of contact is just incredible. So I can't stress that enough. I love that. Going back to Tamaj as far as past clients, I mean, that's kind of connected to it, but also offering during the summer months a central air conditioning certificate, a closing statement. Anybody that closes a transaction, they need the HUD form for their taxes. You should mail that out in January. Mother's Day cards, movie previews. Tamaj, one of our students on Long Island, just had a client appreciation carnival. He had some rides. He had a live band. It cost him $9,000 this one evening. It was from 5 to 9. But he had a sponsor. He had a few sponsors. They paid $5,000. So out of his pocket was $4,000, which is still expensive. But he had over 200 people there. He got a ton of leads. He had people coming to the carnival with a printout of homes that they wanted to see. Just an incredible, incredible thing to do for past clients. So anyway, so Tamaj, those are those ideas. By the way, if anybody has a question you want to interrupt me, just hit *6 and I'll be able to hear you. Luna Petty, are you on the call? Luna, if you are, hit *6 on your keypad one time, please. I'm going to give Luna a chance to respond if she's on the call. Luna, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Luna, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's early there in Pasadena, California, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty early. I'm getting ready to go in now, actually.
All right, well, good. I'm glad that you called in. So, listen, your email was, let me see if I got this right, you want to suggest how to follow up with physicals that you can't get on the phone. You notice on the Power Program site that there's letters for expireds, but not FSBOs. I don't know if that's true, hon. Let me just check that out, first of all, real quick.
Okay.
So now you went to thepowerprogram.com, right?
Right.
Okay, because there I could swear that Power Program, I'm logging into the site now. There should be letters for FSBOs, but I could be wrong. Let me just see. Give me one second. I'm signing in. Under classroom, letters, you're right. They're only expired there. All right, so here's a couple of things. Number one is some of those expired letters, you can tweak them and make them generic for FSBOs, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing is, and let me just be clear with everybody, her question is how to get into a FSBO if they're not answering the phone. The Luna, are you leaving messages when you call these people?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Let me tell you.
I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm afraid they're going to call me back, and I can't talk without my screen.
All right, well, let me tell you something. If you don't leave a message, here's what's guaranteed. They're not going to call you back, and you're not going to talk to them. But
right.
if you do leave a message, there's now the possibility that they will call you back and you will talk to them, okay? The other great thing about leaving a message, it qualifies them. So even if you miss the call, they're going to say, yeah, hi, Luna, this is Daryl. You called about my ad. My phone number is blah, 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 blah. So now you can follow up with it. It makes it a lot easier. The awesome thing about a FSBO calling you back and they know that you're a realtor, Luna, is that I say you've got the listing 50% in the bag right there.
Mm.
If a FSBO calls a realtor back, you are halfway home in getting that listing, if, at a minimum, getting the appointment. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So you definitely, Luna, want to leave a message.
Okay.
Now, the question is what message to leave. Now, I'm going to give you some dialogue that I know works extremely well because when I teach my live three-day class, this is what I give the students. And when what we see happens, at least 50% of the messages that are left, people wind up calling back. So are you ready for this dialogue?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm recording the call, too, so if you can't write it down, you can listen to it later. And it's just keep in mind that the time is 11, it's about 11:40, so that's the way you can find the dialogue. So the message would be this. Hi, this is Daryl Davis. I'm calling Daryl Davis from Power Realty. I'm calling about your house for sale. I've got some really important information about that, along with I could even possibly have somebody who would be interested to look at it. So if you can give me a call back ASAP, I would appreciate it. My personal phone number is blah, 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 blah. Now, in you doing that, Luna, you're enticing people to call you back because you're saying, I have some important information about that. I could even possibly have somebody interested in seeing it. Could you please call me back? Now, when they call you back, Luna, the question that I get from students is like, well, Daryl, what important information you have? Number one is they never ask that question. That's number one. Number two, even if they ask the question, the important information that we have is about what we do to sell a homeowner's house who's trying to sell their home. But we're not going to go over that on the phone. We're going to just ask them some questions and see how we can help these people. The first thing we need to do is get into the house, see what they have, and then we can see how we can best serve them. Okay? Did that help you? Does that make sense?
Yes, that helped me. That makes sense because I don't leave voicemails for FSBOs or expires.
Okay, I want you to leave the message, and I want you to leave the message that I just told you to leave. It works at least 50% of the time they're going to call you back. Now, there is one other thing that you can do, Luna, okay, as an additional thing, and that is you could stop by FSBO's homes and just simply knock on their door. I wouldn't do that until I tried leaving messages. So let's say you've got, you know, these 10 FSBOs, you leave 10 messages, 5 of them call you back and the other 5 don't. Those 5 that don't call you back, I would stop by their home and drop something off of value. So I call this the value drop-off, okay? So the value drop-off could be something like a certificate for free inspection. It could be a certificate for staging. It could be the for sale by owner first aid kit, which is something that I teach. And by the way, real quick, what that is you put together a whole bunch of forms and checklists and stuff like that. You put it in a little binder with a little cover called the for sale by owner first aid kit. the checklist and those items are like lead paint disclosure, seller's disclosure, a moving checklist. Just as much information as you can that actually overwhelms the homeowner, because when they go through this little kit, they'll say, oh my gosh, there's this and there's this and there's this. I didn't realize how much was involved in selling a house. So that hopefully will show them that you know more than they know. And so there's you can drop, I wouldn't drop off the kit, but I would drop off a certificate or a flyer saying that you have this kit for them if they're interested to call you. So those are just a few ideas of value drop-off items that you can get leave, and hopefully they'll call you back in response to that, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, did that help you, Luna?
Yes, that helped. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay, so I'm going to ask you to hit *6 on your phone, Luna, and that will that'll mute you. Okay. Karen DiPolito, if I'm saying it right, if you're on the call, hit *6, please, so I can hear you. *6 if you're on the call, Karen. Karen. Okay, Karen's not on the call, so we're going to just go through her question. She wrote me a love story here. Almost, not a love story. It's just so long is my point. So let me go, but hang in there, gang, because there's some good stuff here. She said, here's one of the questions. I'll try and edit it to make it go quicker. She said, managing a listing. I have a listing that is not getting any showing. Sellers are micromanaging me in my marketing. They have critiqued my brochure to the point where they've ordered me to remove my marketing referral logo on the brochure. They made a comment that the flyer is to sell their home, not to promote my business. The boyfriend stayed at the house the entire time I was holding an open house for the public. The listing is a one-bedroom condo. It's $150,000. A unique property with only one bedroom. How do I make the seller happy, feel confidence, and still have my flyer my way? Is there a compromise here? Should I do a broker's open house? There isn't. There hasn't been a great turnout in this area, and everyone is on vacation. Okay, so Karen, there's a lot in here that's going to help everybody. Number one is, let me just talk about the broker's open house. Gang, when you do a broker's open house, you should do that as soon as the listing hits the market, not after. So I say if you don't do a broker's open house in the first 2 weeks when you get a listing, it's pointless to do it. That would be like a store doing a grand opening and doing it after they've been open for, you know, 2 weeks or a month or something. To me, a broker's open house is the grand opening of this new listing that's coming onto market. The whole point of it is to promote it to the broker so they're going to come see it. I've used the analogy of the fashion industry doing a fashion show for a new line of clothes. It's the same thing. It makes no sense to do a broker's open house weeks after it's been on MLS. Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is, you have to set the tone of your listings right from the beginning. Obviously, what Karen done is the homeowner is in total control as opposed to Karen being, and that's because she probably started right out the beginning of the relationship on the listing appointment. So you have to let these people know, this is how I work, this is how I do it, this is, you know, and if they want to be nasty or opinionate, say that's fine, but that's how you would do it. You know, I don't know if you disagree with, you know, how your doctor does what they do, or if you had an attorney or an accountant. Like when you hire a professional, you're hiring them trusting that they know what they're doing and to empower that. I need you to work with me, not against me, okay? So if you work against me, it's not going to help you. It's going to hurt you. So if you knew how to do this, then you would be licensed by the state and you wouldn't need me. So just relax. Let me do what I know to do the best way I do it. So, Karen, you've got to put a correction in that relationship, and you've got to be a little aggressive. Let me see. And you're in the Jersey marketplace. So, if I'm not mistaken, Karen, you're Jersey or New York. It looks like you're Jersey. And especially if you're from Jersey, New York, Chicago, any of those cities that are kind of rough, I don't know how else to say that. It's almost like people respect you when you are a little aggressive with them, because if you're not aggressive with them, then they think you're not an aggressive person, and they want an aggressive person representing them, okay? So that's the first thing there. The other thing is, Karen, I don't know if you've got the servicing letters. One of the products that we have, which, by the way, I'm going to give you guys a code for something. I just set something up for you. If you want any of the audio CDs that I have, if you don't have them, when you go to DarylDavisSeminars.com, or you'll see where it says shop, you can look at all these CDs. If you type in the code SMILE, you'll take $100 off whatever that item is. I just set that up for you guys today. Don't share that code, please. That's only for you as a power agent, okay? So really, really do not share that. I'm only doing that for you. One of the products is called the Get Your Listing Sold. And what it has in there is a series of letters to communicate with the homeowner as to what you're doing to market the property. So, Karen, one of the things that will help you with your homeowners, too, is if you're updating them on a regular, consistent basis of the marketing that you are doing. And this letter system will do that for you. Now, if you don't want to get that product, or you want to just do something that costs no money, I'm going to give everybody a simple solution, okay? And that is, when a homeowner starts nitpicking your marketing and they're being nasty with you and they're critiquing your ads and they're critiquing your flyers and they're critiquing how you filled out the MLS, it's what the problem is they don't think you're actually working behind the scenes hard enough to sell their property. That's where that problem is. So to fix that is you need to stay in communication with them on a regular basis of all the hard work you're doing to try and sell their property. That's what those letters do. Like I said, in lieu of the letters, what you could do is print out, like for Microsoft Publisher, a calendar. So for the month of, July, because we're still in August. And on this calendar of July, you would actually write in the calendar the marketing that you did. So you can write, I did an ad here, we did a public open house here, I brought your listing up in the office meeting on this day, followed up with buyers from the open house on this day. So you can actually handwrite in a calendar, here's the marketing you did. You know, there's some drawbacks on that, obviously. Those calendars usually isn't a lot of room to write a lot of stuff. So you've got to condense your sentences. But it's a simple, free way for you to create a communication with your homeowners as to the hard work that you're doing. All right, the other thing that Karen asked here, and then I'm going to open up the call because we've got like 11 minutes left to anybody else that has questions, is I'm going to make this really simple. She got this listing appointment. It was like a $6 million listing when she took my three-day Sure Results class. She was going to get it. She messed something up, didn't get it. Anyway, she's discouraged right now. And so she's like, I need to get back into the her confidence level has, what did she write here? I now feel am I confident to get listings, but I feel beat up inside and I have no confidence right now like I did when I first took your course. So this is why, again, you should be on these conference calls, like with Terry, I think we helped. You need to constantly, your attitude, your motivation, all of those things, it's like a shower. You know, it's like you don't take a shower one time and you're clean for the rest of your life. This is to quote Zig Ziglar. You know, showers don't last, but that doesn't mean that you stop showering. What it means is that you got to keep showering. And the same is true about your attitude. You know, hopefully you'll get off this call and you're going to be excited and motivated. But that may only last for a day or two, right? So what are you going to do the next day or two? So make sure you have things that support you emotionally, mentally, to stay positive. And I hope you guys are all friends with me on Facebook so you can watch my videos. listen to CDs of other speakers or anything that inspires you. Every morning I have a ritual where I do a little prayer and I watch some funny videos online to put a smile on my face, and it sets the tone. So try and do what you need to do to put your head on correctly. You know, when you think about it in the morning, you get ready by taking a shower, brushing your teeth, and combing your hair. At least I hope that's what you're doing before you come out into the world. So you're getting ready on a physical level. Listen, don't forget to, number one, put a smile on, like you put your dress or your clothes on. You've got to put that smile on. But also, if you're washing your body and putting makeup or clothes, whatever, also don't forget to wash your brain. You know, take the time to do some exercise like showering for your brain, whatever that is. Watch comedy, watch something funny, watch a motivation video, listen to some music that pumps you up. That is really, 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 really important, because you will attract in your life whatever you're putting out there. So the universe gives you what you put out. You put out, you know, depression, negative stuff, you're going to get more of that evidence in your life why you should be depressed than negative, okay? So, before I get to the magazine, which I may not get to, does anybody need some coaching on something? Because this will be your last chance to ask me a question on this call. If you do, hit *6 one time, and I'll be able to hear you. So *6 one time will make you live, and then you can ask me anything you want. And, okay, then let me go to the magazine real quick. For those of you that have the magazine in front of you, great. If you don't have the magazine, just pay attention to the page numbers, okay? Page 21 in the magazine, there is this great ad that says, hey, for sale by owners, what are you looking in here for? Try to get an idea how much to ask for your house. I thought so. Well, that's one way to do it. But there's a smarter way. All you need to do is pick up your telephone and give me a call. So in other words, what this is like an ad that you would actually run in a section where houses are for sale. Because one of the things we know is that homeowners that are thinking about selling, the first thing that they do, there's the top things that they do is call a realtor in to give free CMAs. And the second thing is they actually look at the what's currently for sale on the marketplace. And they try and use that to comp out their own home, okay? So make sure that, so that's an ad that you can place. Page 22 is a just sold letter, which is great. Now page 23 is a rider for your signs where it shows if somebody were to put down this low payment, what the monthly payments would be. So this is a way to promote your listings. I like that. Also, it's a flyer that you can create to send out to rentals. So that's page 23. Page 24 talks about that for sale by owner first aid kit idea that you can do a mailing to people to ask and inquire about the for sale by owner first aid kit. Page 25, there's this guy who really focuses on buyers, and he's got this thing called the Buyer's Advantage Program, which I like that he gave a name to it. He actually has also, if you buy a property for over $110,000, which this ad's a little bit old, so it would probably be more at $200,000 now. But anyway, he would give somebody a Bahamas vacation. So that would be the buyer. So that was pretty awesome that he did that. Now, let me just tell you how this idea works, though. Hang on one second. The Buyer's Advantage, this vacation certificate, if you were to Google vacation certificates, you will find some easy, inexpensive ideas on how to advertise or give away free vacations to clients of yours. So just Google vacation certificates, you'll get a sense of that. Page 26, what this agent did is she has this thing called the Smooth Move Program. And what the Smooth Move Program is, her name's Sandra, is it's kind of self-explanatory on page 26, but basically it's telling a homeowner, look, I've got this program that helps make the move smooth for you, and here's what you get. You'll have more, you'll get more money for your home in a shorter period of time. You'll have no worries about hidden property defects. You'll avoid last-minute hassles and sleepless nights. here's what's included: a preliminary professional inspection of your roof, service and inspection of your heating and cooling. So essentially what this is, gang, is a those home warranty programs that Sandra is promoting as her own program and gives it her own name called the Smooth Move Program. But all it is like a home warranty that when the homeowner asks, well, how does this Smooth Move Program work, she's basically explaining a home warranty package where the homeowner would buy this, and it makes it easier to sell their property because they've already done these pre-inspections and have these warranties for buyers. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea. Okay, 27 is a form that you can give to buyers. Listen, let me tell you something, and then I'm going to finish up the call. Page 27, 28, 29, these are all things that you can actually give to a buyer to explain to a buyer how to sell their property, they're just gifts to give to a buyer, explain the whole process of selling a home or buying a home. And if you can show this to a homeowner or a listing appointment, here's some of the things that I give to my buyers to help them in understanding about buying a property. So, for example, page 28 shows the whole loan process, what's involved. If this is not only good to show to a buyer to say, listen, when you buy a property, here's the process in getting a loan. It's also good to use that on a listing appointment to show a homeowner when you sell a home to a buyer, this is one of the things that they've got to deal with, and a lot of them don't realize what's involved in this. So we hold their hands through the process. Anyway, there's some other great forms and great checklists and things in there. So anyway, gang, that's there you go. The magazine, make sure you go through it. There's some other stuff in there. We're just running out of time. Let me unmute everybody. Let me just see. Okay, so gang, was this call, I can hear you and everybody can hear each other. Was this call valuable? Did you guys learn anything? Yes or no? Hello, gang? Oh, no, wait, I can't hear you. Hold on a second. I forgot I pressed the wrong button. Okay, there we go. All right, gang, now I can hear you. Was this call valuable, yes or no?
Yeah.
All right, good, gang. All right, so listen, just implement one or two things on this call, and don't get overwhelmed. Stay focused. Work on your business. This is a great time of year. The market's changed. Go out there. Build your listing inventory. Help those buyers make a good decision. I'll talk to you guys on the next call. Thank you very much. Have a great day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye, gang.
Bye. That's good.